Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yankel Lieberman. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman Le'ilui Nishmas HaRav Yaakov Ben Matisyahu.
We just finished the Reb Chaim, Be'ezus Hashem Yisboach, and then we'll see the Gemara and Daf Ayin Tes. Reb Chaim in Hilchis Kovim Pesach, Perek Beis Aloch Avov, the second shtickel, it starts Omid Samer Vav, it goes on to Omid Samer Zayin. The Rambam writes, Shochtei lo'ichlov lizek domi shaloi lo'ichlov a Pesach kosher ve'ein odem yoytze ve'ein odem yoytze bo yidei chayvosoi lefi shein machshev esoichlem bezriko. In the Gemara would appear that the girsa of the braisa is Adam Yoitze Bo Yidei Chivasi. The Gemara first says it coincides with Rab Nosson, who's of the opinion Achilles Psochem Loi Ma'akva. But the Rambam understood that this is only where the Zerika was done Shalei La'ichlov. But if during the Shechita he thought that the Zerika should be done Shalei La'ichlov, although the carbon is kosher, but he's not Yoitze with it, his obligation to bring a Korban Pesach. The obvious questions are, one, Maishno, what difference is there between the two cases? And whatever the reason is, for the same reason that it's kosher and not posel, like we thought during Shechita, for the same reason it should be Yoitza, his Choyves HaPesach also. Why isn't he Yoitza Yidei Chivosoi? Reb Chaim answers as follows. He says like this: one who's not fit to eat from the Korban Pesach, even if nismane on the Korban Pesach, the mino is not chal. He proves this from the Braisa, which states here on the Fine Chesam Beis, nimnu alav chabura achas v'chozru, v'nimnu alav chabura acheres, etc. Achroinim. He proves this from this part of the braisa. Achroinim she'ein lohem kezayis ein oichlin v'chayovin lasis pesach she'ini. Rav Chaim explains ein oichlin as meaning it's osur for them to eat from the Pesach because they're not considered menuyin. A proof that monuy is only possible by one who's fit to eat. A choyle v'zokin cannot be considered nimnim on a korban Pesach. Ein oichlim Reb Chaim learns it's also for them to eat. Based on this foundation, Reb Chaim explains that when the Pesach is nishchat with a machshava lizroik domi shaloi la'ichlov, although with regard to the psul of machshava shaloi la'ichlov, the korban doesn't become posel because ein machsheves oichlin bezrika. But with regard to machsheves shinibaylim, the korban in this instance should become posel, since ein oichel is ein monoi. If it was nishchat with the intention that the zrika should be done for someone who's not monoi, someone who's not a monoi, this is a machsheves shinibaylim, which passes the korban, because a einoi monoi is not a bailim of the korban Pesach. If so, explains Reb Chaim, in this instance, where the korban was nishchat al menas lizreik domoi shaloi la'ichlov, it should become posel. Why then is it kosher, like it's stated in the Braisa and in the Rambam? Reb Chaim answers that it's stated in the Gemara before and of Samar Beis Amid Aleph that machsheves shini bailim passels only where the machshava was, that it should be brought for a mechuyiv kapora kemoisoi. But where the machshava was that it should be brought for someone who's not mechuyiv kapora kemoisoi, someone who the korban cannot be brought for, the korban does not become posel. The Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashin in Perek Tesvav Halacha Ches through Tes paskins that even in this instance of an Eina Mechuyiv Kapara Kemoisoi, although the korban is kosher, but it is not Oila Lebailim, meaning kosher, but Oila Lebailim, L'shem Choyva. This is a Chiddush of the Rambam. Rav Chaim understands that a choilo or a zokin who aren't able to eat from the Korban Pesach and they're not capable of becoming fit to eat, they're considered lekulei alma. Einom mechuyiv kapor kemoisom. And if the korban was nishcha with a machshava that it should be brought for them, although it's kosher, but it's not oila for them. Therefore, shoch doyamanas luzik domeshaloi loichlov, the korban is kosher. Why? Because it's considered a machsheva shinibayim for an eidim achuyi kapar kamoisoi. Rav Chaim goes on to explain this. We thought during Zvika that should be done shalay la'ichlov is kosher the yoytze yedechivasoi is because although by the Zvika the person he thought for is a choyl who can't eat, but during the minoy and shechita he was able to eat. Only now, during the Zvika, he's not capable of eating. Therefore, he's considered a bailim, because once the korban is nishcha for him, and then he was capable of eating from the korban, it's not botel afterwards, when he becomes a choyla on fatigue. Therefore, during the Zvika, although he's not capable of eating from the korban, and the korban, therefore, can't be brought for him, nevertheless, he's considered a bailim. This was already established by the Shechidim, because he's a Bayim. There's no psulam, Machshavah Shini Bayim. In this instance, Rav Chaim goes on to explain the Shitas HaRamba, the Shitas HaRach, Rabbeinu Chananel, Muzgoyris, he's Shochte Amanas Lizik Domi Shalei Loichlov Kosher V'yoytze Be'yidei Chivosoi. He's of the opinion that there's no psul of Machshavah Shini Bayim, although by the Shechidim was a Choyler. Rav Chaim explains that although a minoy is not chal for someone who's not capable of eating, and it's also for him to eat from the Pesach like all ain't a minoyim, but it's a maisa minoy. Therefore, he, the choyl of his own, can be regarded a bailim, and as a result, we want at a machshav that the korban should be brought for him, it's not considered a machshav shini bailim. And therefore, in this instance where the korban was nishchad amanas, the korban is kosher and also oila lechoyves habaylim. This is how the Rach understood. The Rambam understood that if he's a choyla during the shechita, the ma'isamini is bottle, and as a result, it's considered a machsheva shinibayim, as explained before. This is how Reb Chaim learns the machloikis between the Rambam and the Rach. It's written in the Braisa here on Daf Ayin Tes. Uva oila afilu kechotzi zayis baso ukechotzi zayis chaylev zoyrik es adam ebnesha kula kalu. The Biskurov Zechoyna Lavrocha assumed that although by most korbanos there are parts that are rendered a murim, I say most, I mean to exclude oila, we'll see. By other korbanos besides oila, there are parts that are rendered a murim and are required to be hooked on the Mizbeach because of the Din Haktoras Emurim. Emurim include even parts which are not Basar. Emurim are the Chalovim, Yeser Sakovich, the Akloyes. Even the parts which won't have a Shem Basar can also be considered Emurim. Biskirov in his first Shtigl in Hilchas Maisa Kobonis, we're not going to elaborate about it now. Again, The Rav understood that, for example, atzomois of chulya shebeshedra, of a keves, which are included in the emurim of a korban, like the Rambam writes in Hilchas Ma'is HaKobonis, Perek Aleph Halacha Yidches, has or is required to be brought as emurim, but by korban oila, there's no din haktoris emurim, but a din haktoris basar. Like it says in the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Vasisa loisecha habasar v'adam. Chalovim yeseres hakovid, as well as the ivorim, the yadayim v'raglaim, they're all included in one category called basar. There are no two dine haktoris by oila. Again, I'm telling you the way that Briskarov always understood. He always understood by oila there are no two dine aktoris, basar and emurim. which include the chalavim, but one din haktara. One din haktara of basar. Oila was given a din haktara's basar. The chalev has also a shame basar, and is hooktar because of its shame basar. If so, what does the braisa mean here when it tells us uva oila? I'll read it again. Afilu kechotzi zayis basar, ukechotzi zayis chalev, zoyrik es adam. What? The braisa is telling us the mitzurif. There's a combination between two dine aktores. Everything, meaning the chalev also is basar. What I'm asking now, the Rav asked this kasha, but he still held the maisa. No, the Rav held the maisa. Rabbi Shebez Zichron Levach always used to say that the Rav was not choizer because of these kashas that he had. The Rav held the maisa that by korban oila, that was maskonis daiti. There's no din aktores emurim. The nafkemina is, like I mentioned, that at somos of the chuyush habeshedra of a keves, the keves is aktores alya, which includes the chuyush habeshedra near the tail. Although they are hooked out even when they're not attached to basar, because they're a part of they're a chelik of a murei korban, but by oila they will not have a din aktora. Since by oila there's only a din aktores basar and not a din aktores emurim. This is shver. Then what's the braisa telling us? Braisa is saying that mitzuriv, they're not mitzuriv, the chalev is also basar. It's all one haktar from basar. Okay. We'll see further. It's written in the Gemara, uve mincha afapi, the braisa brings mincha, even though shekula kayemes lo yizroik. Mincha may avidita, right? Mincha may avidita. There's no dam to be nizik on the mincha. Omer apapa minchas nesochim. We're holding here in the fine testament aleph towards the top. The Brice is speaking by a minchas nesochim, which is brought together with the zevach. What's the chiddush? Sal gedai de chamina. Kevin de koasya mikoyach zevach. Kegufei the zevach domi komash mulon. Meaning, one would think that even if there was no kezayis basar left before zrika from the korban itself, meaning the zevach itself, but because of the korban minchas nesachim, which is brought together with the zevach minchas nesachim, the soilis that one throws in the fire. If there's no kmitza, that one throws the whole mincha in the fire, and oile ushlamim are korbanos that are required to have a minchas nesachim brought with them. I would say that even if there's no basar of the let's say the shlomim itself, but the fact that there's a minchas nesachim here, this minchas nesachim which is brought together with the zevach, because of this it's considered that the zevach has basar, and therefore the dam would be nizuk in this instance. Therefore, the Brice has to teach us otherwise. Although there's a minchas nesachim being brought with the zevach, it's not considered a zevach which has basar, and therefore the dam is not nizrak due to the halacha. Meaning, therefore, because it's not considered that the zevach has basar, the dam is not nizrak due to that, because of the halacha of imein basar and dam. Now, why should one think that a minchas nesachim is the equivalent of basar? That it's considered yesh basar. Rashi Menachos on the Pesam at Aleph in the Dibur HaMaslu Kechotzi Zayis explains, Rashi near the bottom of the Pesam at Aleph, he explains the concept of imein basar and dam. We'll be marech a few minutes on this. It's a very yesoidist dick. There's what to expound here, just for a few minutes. Rashi there writes as follows. It's kedai to see the Rashi inside. Zrikas dam, I'm quoting the Lashon Rashi. Zrikas dam, eino elo lahate emurim lemizbeach, ubosa laodom, vekevin da ovdu shneyem zrika lomo. Rashi saying, the purpose of zrika is to be matir, the emurim, for Akhtar to be hooked on the Mizbeach and to be Matir Basar, to be eaten. Therefore, where there are no emum to be hooked or, and also no basar to be eaten, the zrika, so to speak, serves no purpose. What? Now, I would tend to understand the Rashi, it serves no purpose. Me, Rashi means that although the zrika, but listen carefully, the zrika is meratze, mechaper, for the bailim. Like it says, ki adomu banefesh yechaper. We already mentioned, the Gemara in Zvach, in the first paragraph, Davova Medalev, brings the Pasuk as the source that zrika is the mechaper. Although zrika is a mechaper, but the zrika in its essence is a matir. That's how I would understand the Rashi. The zrika in its essence is a matir. Where it's not matir anything, therefore, there's no din zrika. According to this explanation, how are we to understand the havamin over here, that minchas nesachim is the equivalent of basar? That because of it, the minchas nesachim, the dam would be nizrak. The zrika does not directly matter. It's not directly being matter the minchas nesachim, like it's matter the basar of a zevach. Unless the Gemara here is only in accordance with Rameya in Menachos Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, who's of the opinion, Rameya says there in the Mishnah, a zevach that was brought with a machsheves pigel, for instance, it was nishchat with a machshava to eat from its basar the next day, after the time it can be eaten. A machsheves chutz lezman, not only is the zevach itself mefugel, not only does the zevach itself become pigel, but the nesachim which are brought with it are also mefugel. Why is the pigul chal on the nesachim which are brought together with it? Says Rameya, mipnei shedam hazevach matirin likorev, because the zrikas hadam is a matir not only on its basar, but also it's a matir of the minchas nesachim which is brought with it. From there, it would appear that according to Rameya, the Zrikas Hadam directly generates a Heta Akrav on the Michas Nesachim, which is brought with the Zevach. Yes, the Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon there argue on this, and they're of the opinion that the Zrikas Hadam is not directly matter the Michas Nesachim. According to them, the Michas Nesachim is not like Basel, which is knitted by the Zrika. This is what I mean, is the Gemara here. Let's make things clear. Is the Gemara here in accordance with Rameya or the Rabbanon? If it's in accordance with Rameya, that the Zrikas Hadam is directly matir akrov of the Michas Nesachim, then what's the Komashmalon? Why is it Michas Nesachim regarded as the boss of a Zevach pertaining to the Halacha of a main boss or ain dam? Reguva the Zevach, maybe. But this has to be understood. And if the Gemara is in accordance with the Rabbanon of Rameya, who have the opinion that the Zrika is not matir akrov of the Korban Michas Nesachim, then what's the Havamina that's considered like Basar? It's considered a Yesh Basar with regard to the Halacha of Imein Basar Ein Dam. Since the Zrika Sadam is not directly being matir, it's not a direct matir of the Michas Nesachim. We have two possibilities. In short, one possibility is the Gemara is a Liba de Rameya, and the Kamashmalon is that although the Zrikas Hadam is matter the Minchas Nesachim to be brought, still the Minchas Nesachim is not part of the Zevach itself. The Loshan Gemara is Gufa de Zivcha. The Minchas Nesachim is still not Gufa de Zivcha, and therefore can't be considered. It cannot be considered as basar with regard to him ain basar ain dam. The Chazaynish, I don't recall where he entertains such a possibility. This is what I recall. The Chazaynish entertains this possibility, this what we call the first possibility. A second possibility is the Gemara is a leave the Rabbanon, that the Zrikas Hadam of the Zevach is not matir the Nesachim. Nevertheless, the Havamina here is that it would suffice with regard, again, to Emein Basar Ein Dam. Rabbi Yosheber Zichayna Levrach understood the Gemara like this. Rabbi Yosheber, but I just want to note, Rabbi Yosheber would point out that this would not coincide with the previous explanation that a main basar ein dam is because the essence of zrike is lahat emur lemizbech basar l'adam. And where it's not going to be mounted is no din zrike. Like it would seem from Rashi Menachis, that would be the simple reading of Rashi Menachis. Because if that would be the explanation, Minchas Nesachim would definitely not be a fulfillment of the requirement of Yesh Basar. The Zrik is not directly being matarit. One would then have to explain the Alochim and Main Basar and Dam differently. Meaning, according to the second possibility that we mentioned, one would have to explain in Main Basar and Dam in a different manner. It's a tnai with regard to the zrik, to the din zrika, that only if there's basar is there a din zrika. Therefore, there's a havamina. The havamina is understood that minchas nesachim would also be considered yesh basar. Because of it, there's a din zrika. It's only because in the Loshin, Rabbi Yeshivei say, it's a stama din tnai. Not that the essence of the zrik is lahatir, kevin dovdu shneim zrika lama. Rabbi Yoshebez, Zichrono Levracha, added, from the continuation, the Hemshech of the Gemara here, it would appear that a Main Basar ein Dam is a Tanai, meaning from the continuation also, it would appear like this. It's a Tanai with regard to the Din Zrik, and not because the Din Zrik is only where it's a Matir. Again, like it would appear from Rashi Menachos Daf Tes. Why is this so? Just listen. The Gemara in the Hemshech needs separate. The Gemara brings psukim. The Gemara needs separate psukim. The chelev can be considered yesh basa with regard to zrika. Ashkechon chelev, the Gemara then says, yeseres hakovet, ushtei hakol yisminolon. The Gemara needs a separate drasha on yeseres hakovet, kloshtei hakloyos. They can also be considered yesh basa with regard to the halacha of imein basar ein dam. I would ask, with regard, this is Rabbi Yoshebeh used to ask, with regard to a matir, if the entire halacha of the main basar ein dam is that the zrika has to be a matir. If there's no basar, it's not a matir. With regard to a matir, what's the difference between chaylev, shtei achloyes, iseres hakovid, stam basar, basar anechal, benageya, with regard to the shame matir, there's no difference between these nitarim. If it's matter this, it's matter that. Whether there's basar anechal, whether there's chaylev, or yoserev, say a sakovid, shtei akloyin, the zrik is still being matter. Why then, without a separate drasha, with chaylev and yoserev, sakovid, not be considered yesh basar? This is only because there's a tnai pertaining to zrika that there's only a din zrik, if there's basar, without a separate drasha. I could assume only basa, which is eaten, would be a fulfillment of this tnai of yesh basa, chaylev not. Even after we know chaylev, we still don't know other emurim. Again, but this is all because in a basa in dam, like a Beshebeh used to say, it's stama tnai in the din zrika, that the zrika. Well, others say it's a din in korban. Yeshebez nusach was not. It's a din in korban. It's a tnai in the din zrika, meaning not that it's a hechatimtza that the zrika should be a matir. It's only that the zrika should be a matir, like it would appear from, it would sound like from Rashi. But it's a tnai in the din zrika. This way, the havamina minchas nesachim is understood, even if the gemara is going to coincide with the rabban and the rameya. This is why the Gemara needs separate psukim achev yaseres hakovid, that they fulfill the requirement of yesh basar pertaining to the halacha of main basar ein dam. This is why Rashi we can be moisiv isa be'enay, the zrika doesn't have to be the matir basar hanitma. Rashi understands the Gemara before, even if ain't sitz meratz al achilis isa be'enay. The zrik is chal on the basar, that's enough for the fulfillment of the snai of yesh basar. Now let's continue. The Mishnah states, nitma kol oyruboy, oy shahoyu akoyhanim tmeyim, vakol tahoyrim, yasu betumah. Rashi explains Yasu Betuma Vafilu Tmein Yechidin. Daha Pesach the Tahoyin Gufe Betuma Asimishum Kaihanim. Rashi is explaining the case of Kaihanim Tmeim, I would assume, where the call became Tomei. The Mishnah is teaching us that a Kohen Tomei can l'chatchil bring the Korban, even if there are Kohanim Tohoyim, like it's stated in the Braisa. The Gemara brings the Braisa and Korban Siba Choluk. But what's the Mishnah teaching us in the case where the Kohanim became Tmeim? Rashi therefore explains, the Mishnah is teaching us in this instance, that even if even the Tmeim Yechidin can be makriv their Korban Betumah, even though Roiv Kol weren't Nitma themselves. This means Roiv Kol Tomei doesn't require that the Roiv Kol themselves are Tmeim, but Roiv Kol cannot bring the Pesach B'Tahara. Roiv Kol, if they still can't bring the Korban B'Tahara, only B'Tumah, because all the Kohanim are Tomei. Therefore, there is a din of Pesach Rishon. In other words, Reiv Kol can only bring the Korban Pesach Betumah is the equivalent of Reiv Kol Shenitma. Then it could be, this is all Rashi learns. Rashi Shita is that it's good, that everything's going by a Korban Pesach. The Rambam, we'll soon see, the Rambam brings this whole sugya by other Kavanah Siba as well. The Braisa says, Harei Shehoyu Yisrael Tmeim, Ukayhanim Uklishos Tahoyin, Oisha Yisrael Tahoyin, Ukayhanim Uklishos Tmeim, Bafili Yisrael Ukayhanim Tahoyin, Uklishos Tmeim, Yasu Betuma Shein Koven Siba Choluk. Yes, from the Rambam in Hilchas Bias Migdash Perek Dalo Alochi Beis, it would appear, we'll elaborate this a few minutes now, that by the first case of Yisrael Tohoim, if you look carefully at the Lashon HaRambam, that you'll see, by the first case Yisrael Tohoim, Yasu Betumah means they're allowed to enter the Azorim while the Korban is being brought. Also, they can be Oisik in the requirements of the Korban, which are not avoidis, and can be done by Yisrael, like Hefshev and Nituach. By the second case, Yisrael Tohim B'Kohanim Uklishos is Tmeim. The Braisa is speaking even where Roiv of the Kohanim became Tomei. A tremendous Chiddush of the Rambam. There still are Kohanim Tohoyim. Where's the Makor to this? We have to know. There's the Rambam over there in Perek Dala Alochi Yedalid. The Rambam learns, even if Roiv Kohanim are Tmeim. Why? Because without the Rambam, the Mishnah is going only where all the Kohanim are Tmeim. All the Klisharis are Tmeim. Why can't you make new Klisharis? I don't know. But all the Klisharis, it's talking where it's impossible to be Makriv, the Korban B'Tahara. This is why it's called the Korban Abba Tumah. The Rambam puts in Roiv Kohanim B'Yushalayim. We won't discuss this now. Now, this halacha is according to the Mandioma Tuma Dchuya B'tzibur also. Dchuya, I'll stress. As is Mavu in the Sugya here, the Gemara brings up Chistu, who's explaining the Braisa, and who's of the opinion Tuma Dchuya B'tzibur. As the Gemara brings, as it's stated here in the Gemara, B'hemshech. It's also Mufurish in the Rambam. Over there in Perek Dalat Hilchas Bias Mikdash, although he paskins Tuma Dchuya B'tzibur there in Halacha Tezvav, he still in Halacha Yud Beis brings this Braisa here. Meaning, once, like I said in the Akdoma, once this is a halacha of Korban Abba Tumah, then meaning once the Korban will, regardless, be brought Betumah, ain Korban Si B'Choluk. Once it's being brought Betumah with regard, let's say, to the Bailam of the Korban, it can also be brought Betumah L'Chatchila with regard to the Kohanim Hamakrivim. Also, this Ein Korban Siba Choluk is, according to the Rambam, is not an exclusive halacha by Korban Pesach only. The Gvuris Ari has an Ariches in Yumadav Vom Amid Beis. He argues on the Rambam. He wants to say it's only by Korban Pesach. The Shidas Rambam, like he himself understands in the Rambam, it's pretty clear if you take a look at the Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis, Bias Mikdash Perek Dalit, and in the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis, before Rambam is on the Mishnah Naf Ayin Hey Amid Beis, I involve on the base, I should say. This is not, the Rambam sheet is, it's not an exclusive halacha by Korban Pesach, but by other Korbanis Tzibur also. As it's stated, that means like this. The halacha, I want to make it clear. The halacha of Ein Korban Tzibur Choluk, this has nothing to do with the Rambam. This is not by a Korban Pesach exclusively. But by other Kavanah Tzibur, this is stated in the Mishnah Menachos, Daf Yudal Ramah Beis, by Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim, Nit Mesachas Menachalis, Echad Menasdorim. However, the halacha of Yasu Betoma, it says in the Mishnah and in the Braisa by us, Nit Makolai Ruboi, Yasu Betoma Shein Kavan Tzibur Choluk. This that Nit Makol is Yasu Betoma, one would assume this applies only to Pesach, where the korban has to be brought for Bailam Oichlin. Therefore, with the Reif Kol with Nitma, it's considered a korban above a tomo and can be brought with a koyin tomo even l'chadchil because ain't korban sibur choluk. But by other korban is sibur. For example, a kibsay atzeres, what difference does it make if the korban with tomo? What shaykhis do they have with the akrava? Where the koyhanim or the klishas with Nitma, it's understandable that it's considered a korban above a tomo. But why then? Why when the kol or roiv kol atomi is it considered a korban above a tumah? This is what I would say without the Rambam. The Rambam, however, in Pirush HaMishnayis before in Dafayin Vavam Dafayin Heyamid Beis and in Yada Chazoke Dafayin Vavam Beis. I made this mistake again. And Dafayin Vavam Beis and in Yada Chazoke in Hilchas Bias Migdash Per Dalet Alocha Yud Beis brings this Mishnah and Braisa, Nitma HaKol, I'll stress, by all other Kavanas Sibur. Now, the Gvuris Ari in Yuma there, in the Vavam Beis, asks on the Rambam, the question, two questions. Why does the Tumas call, the Tumas Bailam, render the Korban a Korban above a Tuma? The call Mativa shall call by Kavanas Sibur besides Pesach, where there's a din oichlin. Another question the Gvuris Ari asks is if we're roiv kol and nitma with a tumas mace, it's considered a korban habav a tuma, thereby allowing kayan and tumayin to be makiv the korban. Where the kol, we're roiv kol, we're zavanu mitzayroin, atuma yoitzim egufoi, it shouldn't be able to be brought. Because these Tumas Hayoytzim Iguba, do not have a heter, even Betzibur. Only Tumas Mace, or Sheretz, like it seems from the Gemara here. The Rambam Paskins, only Mace. Tumas Hayoytzim Iguba does not have the heter to be brought Betoma by Tumas Hayoytzim Iguba. So why, when the Reiv Tzibur are Zoven or Metzayroin, If Reiv Tzibur Tmei Mesim, we say Lekula, that the Korban is above Betuma, and Memele Yasu Kulam Betuma, so surely we should say Lechumra, where Reiv Tzibur Azovanu Mitzayroin, that they shouldn't be able to bring the Korban because of this. These are the two kashas the Gvuris Ari asks. Now listen carefully, it's a very big foundation. The Briskerov Zichrono Levracha answered both kashas of the Gvuris Ari as follows. With regard to the first kasha, why should the Tumah of Reiv Kol render the Korban a Korban Abatuma? Says the Briskerov, the answer is because the Rambam is of the opinion at the end of the second parak of Hilchas Bias Mikdash that we're the Bailam are Tmei Meisim. The Korat, the Bailam are Tmei Meis. The korban can't be brought for them. This is a din not only by Pesach v'Nozeh, like Rashi learns in many places, but according to the Rambam, this is a halacha by all korbanis, because it's not a chsorin due to the lack of oichlin, but it's a psul tuma in korban in the nusach of the Rav. A korban can't be brought for a tmei meis. This is a halacha, I'll say it again, by all korbanis in the Rambam's opinion. I'll quote the lashon of the Rambam over there. It's in Perek Beis, halacha Yud Beis, Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Tomei Meis, Ein makriven of korban klal achayita. His makor is either the sugi in zvachim daf chav beza mebeza according to the kasavishna, or there's a sugi in mayikodin according to Rav Chaim b'yayim boyay. But this is the shita saramba. For this reason, we're roif kol, we're nitma with a tumas mace. It's considered a korban above a tuma, because the korban needs a heter to be brought for the kol or roif kol who it may mace him. To undo the psul of Tomei, Meis, Einem, Shaleich, Korban Oisov. This is with regard to the first kasha, the Gvur Sari. Why is it rendered a Korban above a Tumah by Kibsei Atzeres? All the Korbanis, which are not Korban Pesah, the answer is because of the psul where the Bailim are Nitma B'meis, there's a psul Tumah in Korban, Lashita Sariamba. With regard to the second kasha of the Gvur Sari, where Rav call Azovin Umitzayroin, the Rav answered as follows. The din that a Mitzayr is not Mishaleich Kobanoisov, unlike the din of Tomei Meisein and Mishaleich Kobanoisov, is a din on the Gavra. That it's a din that Tomei Meisein and Mishaleich Kobanoisov is a din in the Chepz of the Korban. That it can't be brought for a tummy mace. It's a psul tummy korban, like we said. The halacha of mitzoyrein and mishaleich korbanoisav is a din on the gavra. The lashon of the Rambam there in Bias Migdash Beis Yud Aleph, if I recall, let's take a look here. The lashon is ha'ovel ein mishaleich kabanoisim kol shiva afilu yayin oy eitzim oy levoiner v'chein mitzoyra ein mishaleich kabanoisim etc. And the Rambam concludes in Aloch Yud Beis aval tamei meis ein makriven olav kovin klalak sheyiter. The Rambam, the Rav was medayik this. The Rambam by ovel mitzoyra writes ein mishaleich, implying that it's a din on the gavra that he can't be mishaleich his korban. The Rav entertain a possibility, maybe the din mitzoyer is not because of the tumas of mitzoyer, because of the din avelus of the mitzoyer. We won't go into this now. Whereas by tum and meis, but what's related to our sugya, a mitzoyer is a din on the gavra, ein a mishaleach. Whereas by tum and meis, the Rambam writes a makriven of korban klal, a din pertaining to the chevts of the korban itself, that it can't be korei for the bailim. The Rav once added by Mitzoyra, the Rambam writes, Afilu Eitzim, which are not rendered a korban. The Rambam paskins, Eitzim is not a korban, it's a sugya menachis, chof alev. Korban Eitzim is not a korban, it's a din einu mishaleach. But this is only with regard to Mitzoyra einu mishaleach, korban oisiv. This din of the gavra, that he's einu mishaleach, even Eitzim, which are not considered a korban. However, the din of Tomei Meis Einu Mishaleich Korban Oisiv is in the Chevts of the Korban, that it can't be Korev for the Bailim Tomei Meis. The Rav went on to explain, this din of the Gavra, that it can't be Mishaleich Korban Oisiv, doesn't apply by Tzibur, only by Yochid. The Tzibur are not considered Mishalchim. I would suggest maybe he meant it's not a Bailis Protus, but there's an entity called Tzibur. Therefore, the din of Ein Mitzoyer and Mishaleich Kabanoisav won't apply by a Korban Tzibur. This din af in Gavra. Therefore, even when we write Tzibur Azovin and Mitzoyerin, the Korban can be brought. Whereas by Tomei Meis, this a din of the Chevts of the Korban, that this din applies even to Tzibur. This is how the Rav answered both questions of the Gvur Sari. Let's see the next Gemara. Omer Rav Chista lo yishanu, that because of the tumah of the klisharis, everyone brings the korban betumah, elo shenit masakim betumei meis, but the gerbari nit masakim betumah sheretz, there's mutiv yachob betumah zbosa, belava yachob betumah zbosa betumah sagushu, bekoris al maksov Rav Chista tumah tchui betzibur, Rashi explains bekoishi hotra, vechol kama de efshal aduya atahara oya tumah kalam adrinon. What you're asking, I would. What's the connection? I also wasn't sure. What's the connection to the din of Madrina and Atahoyrin? Here is a seemingly different issue pertaining to the din heter of a korban above a tumah. If a tumah kala was sotar, does that enable the din, the korban to be brought to be eaten by Betuma Chamura, I would suggest the Oymig of the Gemara is as follows, that the Gemachlog is the Tumah, what you're asking, the Tumah of Tumahotri B'tzibur, Tchuyi B'tzibur, the underlying core, I would say, of the Machlog is with regard to the nature of the Heter, by Korban Sivir, meaning Korban Kavula Izman. The man the Yomahotra understands the Heter is such that it's rendered as if it was tar. Whereas the man the Yomahotra, it's considered Tomei, like we quoted the Lashon HaRambam, the Mbismikdish Pergdal Lachat Ezvav, the Suroi Medes, which is Nidche, overrided. This is apparent, this is apparent late in the Gemara, one second, this is apparent late in the Gemara later on the Banim of Dapei Omid Aleph. Therefore, where there's a heter pertaining to a Tumakala, according to the Mandei Amahutra, since there was a heter with regard to the Tumah, the heter isn't confined to this level of Tumah only, as opposed to a different level of Tumah. According to the Mandei Amahutra, however, there's no heter in the full sense, but Maloi Muvan Amila, in the full sense of the word heter, but it's Nidche. The nature of the heter is Beisurai Medes, which is Nidches. Therefore, the Tchi is confined to this level of Tumah only. The Gemara brings a Machlaikis by Mechza on Mechza. Okay, this is how I understood the Gemara. The Gemara brings a machlokes by Mechza Mechza, with his exactly Mechza Tarim, Mechza Tmein. Rav is of the opinion Mechza Mechza Kuroiv. Rav Kahan is of the opinion Eina Kuroiv. There are two Lishnas. What is it according to the first Lashin with regard to the Tmein? According to the second Lashin, it's Mechza Mechza Eina Kuroiv, Tahoyu and Oysen Serishim, but Tmein, Eina Oysen Loya Serishim, but Loya Sashani. From this Gemara we can prove, I just want to point out, from this Gemara we can prove that a Yochid who's Nitma does not bring a Pesach Rishon Betumah, not because he's required to bring his Pesach B'Sheini, but it's a separate din, a separate halacha. The din, Tchias Tumah by Korban Pesach, was not said with regard to a Korban Pesach. It's the other way around. The Yochid was given a Pasha Pesach Sheni because he couldn't bring his Pesach Berisha. And not that because of Pesach Sheni he can't bring his Pesach Berisha. This we see in the Gemara, that although these Tmein do not have a Pesach Sheni, they still don't have a Pesach Risha. Why would you ask a Pesach Sheni? Again, I say a Pesach Sheni, the Rambam Paskins, a Pesach Sheni can't be brought to Machlokes in Yuma Davnun. The Rambam passing the camp, it cannot be brought betumah. It's the only Korban HaKavula Izman which I know of that's not brought betumah. Okay, let's see the Gemara later. It's stated, Mechza Tmein and Mechza Tahirin, Noshim Oifis ala Tahirin, Bixavah Noshim Rishon Choyvish, Sheni Rishos. I see it's late. I'll conclude just that I see only have a few minutes left. I'll conclude the share with there's a famous Mechas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Pei with regard to Mashiach coming between the two Pesachim. The Mechas Chinuch says the Mashiach comes after Pesach Rishon, before Pesach Sheni, Beze Mitzvah Hashem. He'll come before Pesach Sheni, Yudalit Iyar. He writes that it's clear to him, it's Borer, Klal Yisrael will bring a Pesach Sheni. Although there will be a Roiv who had not brought Pesach Rishon, nevertheless, that Roiv, this that Roiv doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni. I mean, this is the whole Gemara, it appears, that Roiv is Alocha, Roiv doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni, says the Menches Chino, this applies only to a Roiv who was Oymid Ba'azorah, the Roiv who was not Shayich, who was not around. He gives a marshal, if there will be Roiv Geirim between the two Pesachim, They will bring the Pesach Sheni since they were not shayich to bring the Pesach Rishon. What's the oymik? I'll tell you. I understood the oymik of his words are like as follows: a roiv. Initially, this is the oymik I think of the Menches Chinuch to explain it on a deeper level. A roiv initially can be and initially is required to bring a Pesach Sheni. Only a Rav has a Pesach Rishon. Therefore, they don't have a Pesach Sheni. A Yochid Tomei doesn't have Pesach Rishon, only Pesach Sheni. Meaning, no one person has both Dinei Psochim. A Rav who was not around, so to speak, by Pesach Rishon, they never had Pesach Sheni. This Rav Geirim, these Rav Geirim, were born or created into Klal Yisrael, so to speak, after Pesach Rishon. Since they never had Pesach Rishon, they're required to bring a Pesach Sheni. Meaning, Rav initially is in fact also shaykh to a Pesach Sheni. No, there's no one that has both psachim. Yeah, I'll read you the Lashon. It's late. Near a borer, im yivne beis hamigdol, im yivne abayis b'mehev yomenu ben shnei ha-psachim. Ayin b'shas, Rosh Hashanim, ken kol yisol chayoven lasis pesach sheni, kemoy din esgayu geyim habe. Ki dinam eilu d'roi v'umid heim rak meho oimdim chutz la'azora, kemobu b'ram v'b'shas anal, אבל באין אין דבאין בייס המקדש אין החש בן הזה וכל ישראל יעשו פסח שני כי נראה בורו ואני כויסב זה בין שני הפסוחים ירוצים שיבנה במהיר קודם פסח שני ונזכה ונעשה פסח השני אומן ואומן we should be זויך למייסה to bring the פסח שני. This is what he writes, and this is I think the oimik of what he means, that it's not Roiv can't have a Pesach Sheni. Then he says, he concludes, Shuva Chazman Rav Roisi B'Yishami Pek Mishahoy Alocha Aleph, Shu Plukte De Tanoi B'im Yivne Beis Hamikdash Mein Pesach Rishon L'Pesach Sheni. It's a machloikis. Chanoma De Yakrivu Yisrael Pesach Sheni V'chanoma De Lo Yakrivu. We'll have to conclude here.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.